It's July 19th, 2026, and today the two biggest stories in markets are the same two things investors keep coming back to: artificial intelligence and the Middle East. Dev, let's set the table. What's the broad picture for markets today?
Three things. First, tech stocks are under real pressure. We're seeing a broad sell-off in the companies that make chips for artificial intelligence, and it's spreading beyond the US now, hitting markets in Japan too.
So this isn't just a one-day blip in one corner of the market.
Not at all. The second big story is oil. The U.S. struck targets in Iran, and suddenly everyone is watching the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway that something like a fifth of the world's oil passes through.
And if that waterway gets disrupted, energy prices move fast.
Exactly. And third, Nike reported earnings. They beat expectations on profit, but China is still dragging on their revenue, which tells us something about consumer spending over there.
So, tech down, oil nervous, China still soft. Let's unpack it. Let's go deeper on the AI sell-off, because this feels like the story that could ripple furthest. Dev, what's actually happening?
Over the past few weeks, money has been rotating away from the companies that make the chips powering AI. Think NVIDIA and the broader semiconductor space, and part of that is being driven by China releasing powerful open source AI tools.
Open source meaning anyone can use them for free.
Right. And if you can get a very capable AI model for free, investors start asking, do you really need to spend billions on the most expensive chips to compete? That's the question shaking the sector.
And now it's crossing into Japan. Why does that matter?
Because Japan has major chip and electronics companies, and when the sell-off crosses borders like this, it tells you this isn't just one nervous day in New York. It's a broader rethink of how much the world needs to spend on AI hardware.
So, for a regular person watching their retirement savings, this is the story to watch, because AI stocks have been a big reason markets have been so strong lately.
Exactly. When that trade starts unwinding, it can pull a lot of other things down with it.
All right, what's gaining steam and what's losing it right now?
The Iran and Hormuz story is gaining steam fast. It only just broke into the mainstream conversation, and it's already picking up serious attention across financial markets.
And the AI sell-off? That's been building for a while.
It has, and it's now well and truly in the conversation. This isn't a rumor anymore. It's a theme investors are actively positioning around.
Anything cooling off?
The Nike story is getting attention, but sentiment is pretty mixed. It's not a clean narrative either way, so the market isn't fully sure what to do with it yet.
Devil's advocate time. Everyone's worried about this AI sell-off, but is there a case that it's overblown?
Sure. The bull case is that demand for AI chips is so massive that even if a few companies use cheaper open source models, the overall need for compute keeps growing, and the sell-off is just the market overreacting.
But you're not convinced.
The fact that it's now crossing into Japan and showing up across the whole sector, not just one or two names, suggests this is more than a one-day wobble. Thus, the market is genuinely repricing something.
What should people be watching tomorrow?
Keep your eyes on oil prices and any news out of the Strait of Hormuz. If tensions escalate, energy markets will move quickly.
And on the tech side?
Watch whether the chip sell-off stabilizes or keeps spreading. That'll tell us a lot about where market confidence really stands heading into the week.
That's your Narrative Daily for July 19th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.